Okay, we've picked the type of storage we want. Let's say we want a blob and a few tables. Maybe that's what we're working with. We've created our storage account out in the Azure portal. We clicked Create New Storage Account. That's just a name. We give it a region and a place. And the first thing it asks us is, what kind of storage would you like? And so do you want regular storage or this new kind of storage? We want the regular storage for what we're doing inside this course. So don't make any changes on the type of storage. But we'd like now to begin to, the next thing it asks us is, well, okay, fine, where would you like it? And it asks us about these data centers. And we'd talk a little bit about what the redundancy and the location have to do with things. Microsoft Azure data centers are built to where they're geographically separate, but geopolitically the same. That means there'll be a East US and a West US, and a Europe data center, another Europe data center, and an Asia data center, another Asia data center, and there's even a China data center for China. And what these do is they'll make sure you have the right redundancy in case something goes very wrong, which, by the way, it shouldn't. These data centers are owned and operated by Microsoft. They're not contracted out, and they are really impressive. And if you take a look at the study references, you'll find some amazing information out about these. If you're a geek into the hardware stuff, it's really amazing how that works. However, that being said, they're geographically separated by, you know, several hundred miles usually, and they're in geostable areas so that we don't deal with earthquakes and that sort of thing. But they are geopolitically the same, so we don't want to move your data outside of the area that's covered by your country's laws. So we're very hard to do that. When you pick a data center, you have a choice of redundancy of where you want it to be. Now, ideally, you want to put the data closest to the processing you're going to do on it. A quick word of note here, when we do our example, we're going to be using HD Insight. So you'll want to make sure when you create your storage account that you have checked beforehand to make sure that that data center that you're picking does support HD Insight. And I've got instructions for how you're supposed to do that in your labs. But when we pick this redundancy, you have three or four different types. So let's take a look at those to see what we've got available to us. The first is locally redundant storage. And what this means is Microsoft's going to keep three copies of your data all the time, but in one data center. And that's so that Microsoft is protected. You can't get to those three copies. You just see it as one, but it is protected such that if we lose a hard drive or whatever, we've got two more to back it up and it'll rebuild itself sort of on the fly. This is the least expensive option, but you do have to be careful. Temporary data can go here, but you're only in one data center, so something earth-shattering, and I literally mean earth-shattering, were to happen, you might lose that data. And so it's okay for temporary data if the data really is temporary. People have told me before, oh, this is temp data, we can go get it again. And I say, well, if you can go get it again, is it erased at the source when you're done getting it? Oh, yeah, maybe it is. So you got to think about that sort of thing as you're picking this. But it's completely acceptable. It's very inexpensive. We don't charge you for data coming into Azure, just the data you go out with, which is usually much less because you're just querying it and so on. Storage is pennies on the dollar. This is very inexpensive to keep a lot of storage laying around. Again, this is regardless of the type of storage, meaning tables or whatever. It's three copies are kept at all times. So that's locally redundant storage. Secondly, we have the most commonly used, which is geographically redundant storage. And what this means is there's two data centers, and we will automatically sort of ship the data over block by block to the second data center. And there is, yes, a mechanism to where you could read from that secondary, pretty unusual to do in an advanced analytics, more common in business intelligence and things like that. But we do have just geographically redundant storage. So then you end up with six copies of the data. This is usually safer. Then there's an interesting hybrid, which is we will just keep three copies of the data, but you can decide where it goes. So you can pick different data centers and potentially cross regions with these so that you could do some of that creative stuff. I've not used this inside a data science project at this time. So as you're thinking about the storage, think about the location. So you're thinking about compliance and laws. And remember, the Windows, or rather Microsoft Azure Trust Center, is where you go to find more about our compliance and security features. The other thing you want to think about is putting processing over data. And the final thing you want to think about is how redundant do you need that data? It's fairly common to use geographically redundant storage. Okay, that's it for this part of this unit.